This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by ARS Restoration, here when you need expert help with fire, flood, and water damage repair the most. To consult with ARS Restoration Specialists, please call 401-722-9595 or visit them online at arsserve.com.
Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with host Jason Martins. Join Jason for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your host, Jason Martins.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into IREM Today, the Property Management Show here on AM 790. We are a live program every Tuesday in studio from 4 to 5 p.m., so for those of you who are in your car, or maybe you're listening at work and you're used to listening to all these wonderful syndicated programs here on the radio station, well, we're not one of them. We may be wonderful, but we are not syndicated. That's right. We are live here in studio. We are the Property Management Show, and we are here to answer any of your questions you might have in your dealings in property management. That's what we do. We're professional property managers. And a lot of you out there are, you know, maybe you own a two-family in Pawtucket, or maybe you have a nice retail plaza down in North Kingstown somewhere, and you're out there wondering, you know, what am I supposed to do with my property? I don't know how to manage these people. I don't know how to get good tenants. I don't know what to do with a troubled tenant. I don't know what rent I'm charging. Well, you're welcome to give us a call, and we're here to answer any questions you have about property management, and also to let you know that the Institute of Real Estate Management is here to help you be the best property manager you can be. Now, the Institute of Real Estate Management, or IREM for short, is the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So, you know, like I said, if you're out there, you got a couple small rental properties and you're not sure you know what the heck you're doing, well, that's why we're here. We're here to help. Now, we have a website. It's a wonderful website. It's iremri.org. That's iremri.org. And you can also give us a call. Give Karen a call. She's our account executive. And her phone number is 401-479-7734. Now, IREM is a global organization, but we, of course, have our local chapter here. And we are the Greater Rhode Island chapter number 88. So to our friends in Swansea and Seekonk and Fall River and New Bedford, you know, we're here for you as well. Now, my name is Jason Martins. I am the host of the show. However, I do have two terrific co-hosts. And to my left here from our friend of IREM from RentPath.com is Dina Cimarelli. Dina is one of our new co-hosts. Dina, welcome back to the show. Well, not welcome back to the show. You're a co-host. What am I talking about?
Well, thanks for having me back. I'm glad I'm here.
All right. And to my right is from Pacern, and you're an ARM.
I am.
That's right. From Pacern is Chrissy Danielian.
Oh, you're improving every week with Danielian.
Danielian.
Danielian. Danielian. Jeez, I will get that right. I think I got it right last week, though.
You did last week, yeah.
From Pacern. Now, ARM, that stands for what?
Accredited Residential
That's
Manager.
Right. Now, you're going to get the CPM. You're going to pursue that or what?
I'm going to try my best.
You are. You're going to try your best.
I'm going to try my best.
All right. Now, I have both. I have the CPM and the ARM designation. Now, for those of you who are property managers and you want to be recognized as a professional, the Institute of Real Estate Management offers these two designations for property managers. We have the ARM, which Chrissy just described, stands for Accredited Residential Manager. But we also have the very distinguished CPM designation, stands for Certified Property Manager. And if you carry that, you know, you stand out as a professional in property management.
Are you saying Chrissy doesn't stand out?
She absolutely does.
Okay,
we're
just making sure, because I think she does.
Absolutely, she stands out. But the CPM,
that's the creme de la creme.
The creme de la creme, as they say. I think that's French.
Yeah.
It might be French. The creme de la creme. So, but yeah, you're right. You stand out. Now, listen, you don't have to get an ARM or a CPM. A lot of people don't understand this. You don't have to get one of these designations to be a member of IREM. That's right, you don't. Now, you can also take advantage of all the benefits of being an IREM member by becoming an associate member. You can get an associate membership, and that gets you access to a lot of the documentation, a lot of the paperwork that, such as management agreements or leasing agreements, or whatever documents you might need to best run your property. You have access to those, and they're free to members, whether you're ARM, CPM, or an associate member. And so it's certainly beneficial to become a member. And again, our website is iremri.org. But we are here live in studio. If you have any questions about running your property, let me give you our phone number here. Now, our phone number in studio is 437-5000. Again, 437-5000. We can answer any questions you might have about best running your property. And Dina can answer any questions people might have about charging rent, right?
I can.
People are always wondering. It's one of the questions I get. How do I know what to charge for rent?
Brent, and also I get a lot of questions about marketing. How do we market? Are people doing print? Are they doing digital? Mm-hmm. A lot of people always want to know what's the trendiest form of marketing right now. Yeah. So I can help with that.
Yeah. All right. So you're listening to iRoom Today, the Property Management Show here on AM 790. And we are live in studio. We're ready to answer any questions you have about running your properties. And so usually what we do, a lot of times we like to do is have talk about different property management headlines, because there are people across the country who are running their properties. And so we're always looking for best practices and what people are doing with their properties, what innovations they might have, or what laws are happening, changing across the country that affect and impact our business. So, Dina, Chrissy, you have a list there of some of the things that happen across the country. And one of the items is related to a law changing. There's a law that's changing about people's background check and whether or not they were evicted. And do you have that in front of you? What can you tell us about
it's
that?
It's actually, it looks like it's out of San Francisco, that there's going to be tenant privacy and eviction suits, where they're going to kind of protect the privacy of somebody that was evicted within the last 60 days. If it's just a non-payment action filed against them, then within the 60-day period, their rights would be protected, and they wouldn't it wouldn't be reported to a credit bureau, so landlords might not know about it if they run their background. And if they win the suit in an eviction case, it would actually be sealed forever.
Yeah. So it's interesting. This happening in San Francisco. A lot of companies handle credit checks, because usually that kind of a report will come on a credit check.
Right.
Different companies handle that differently. Now, when I grab a credit check for someone, I got to be honest with you, I'm not necessarily looking to see if they have a 700 credit score. I really don't care if you paid your credit cards, honestly. What I want to see is if you have an eviction on your record. Do you guys handle that the same way?
We do. Yeah, if there's an eviction on your record, if you currently own a landlord, those are big red flags for us at Pacern.
What happens with a renter, Dina, if they show up or looking for, or do, you know, when you're looking to get a landlord to give you an apartment to rent, to show, whatever, put on your website? How does that work with do they ask you about the background check with related to their eviction status?
No, I actually don't get involved in any of that. More or less, just the what I mostly deal with is just more or less providing the leads right to the properties themselves. Mm-hmm. And then once I deliver the leads, it's up to kind of the leasing agent, the leasing staff, to then move forward with turning that into a lease. At that point is when they would conduct any type of background check, credit check. So I don't really get involved with any of that.
Yeah.
But I was actually at a property last week, and they actually have some very strict guidelines where you just said, you know, you might not necessarily take into consideration an exact score. This property managed by a certain company actually will not rent to anybody who has below a 650. Even if everything else is great, they have like a five-number hit list, and everything needs to check out, or they will not rent to them.
Wow.
So I'm assuming it must be case-by-case per property, per property management company, you know, because like the woman that I was speaking to, she had said that she had a really great feeling about this, you know, prospective resident. Person came in, made the money. I think it was like three times the amount of rent, I think, is what they looked for. Is that the norm?
Yeah.
So everything else had checked out, but her credit score was like in the 500s, and they saw that as a risk, even though she never had an eviction on her, but she just had bad credit. So to them, if you're not paying your credit card or whatever, what will make me think that you will pay us?
Hmm.
I mean, in hindsight, you can hide from a credit card company. You can't really hide from your landlord. They know where you are.
People do.
People do. But you can. I would imagine you can only get away with that
for so long.
What's like the normal like cat and mouse like game? So if somebody is late on rent or doesn't pay, how long does it take before eviction starts? Because I don't know that side of the world.
Well, usually by the 15th day of the month, if they haven't paid their rent, they'll be sent either a 5-day or 10-day notice, depending on if they're in affordable housing or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't,
5 or 10 day to give another chance to pay, or
you have
to
that
leave.
Long,
you have that
pay.
Long. So you have a grace period, 5 or 10 days after the 15th. You're still in the window of not being evicted.
Not filing for legal action.
Not
yet.
Filing. Okay. And so then here's like your last chance.
Yeah. So then my conventional properties, if it's like the 22nd, then you're going to file with the legal department if you haven't heard from them, if they've disappeared, if you don't know. I mean, no payments have been made. And then at that point, you go to court, and usually with the non-payment action, it's pretty black and white on what the case is.
Yeah, I mean, unless the tenant shows up and
right.
wants to do a stipulation.
Payment plan. Or
now, the other thing, too, is you can always do a payment plan in-house. So a lot of times a tenant will come to you and say, hey, listen, I got your notice here that I got to pay. I can't pay it. What are my options? You can do a payment plan in-house. Before you even go to court. Now, mm-hmm. it doesn't have the power of a court stipulation because you haven't gone to court yet.
Yeah.
But it is...
It's verbal at that point.
Well, it's not... You know, you put it on paper.
Oh, you can put... Okay.
You put it on paper, and the language in it has to say something related to if this payment agreement follows a 10-day demand notice or a 5-day demand notice,
right.
then the demand notice is enforceable. And if it's not following a demand notice, then a demand notice will be sent to you.
Gotcha.
So one way or the other. But you at least have that kind of, you at least have that going on for you. It's an option. It's like a last resort before you actually go to court.
Go to court, yeah.
And a lot of tenants will take you up on that.
So they would obviously pay their monthly rent and then a little bit, whatever was agreed upon amount, to get back up to collect.
Get back up.
Yeah, I mean, it matters on how aggressive the payment plan is.
We'll pay $5 a month, and done in 92 years.
There's a rule of thumb on that, too. And
imagine.
It's usually 3 to 6 months with us. But, you know, it's not. It's less than that. What do you guys do?
I don't know. I try to get it done as soon as possible so that way we can get them caught up.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Yeah, but it's interesting. You got to be careful with that, too. I always find that because, you know, at the same time, you don't want to take food off the person's table.
Oh, no,
off the
of course
person's
not.
Table.
I actually came across a property management company, one of my clients in Rhode Island, and what they have this program that, let's just say you come into some sort of financial hard times, you lost your job, something has happened to not allow you to pay. You can actually work around the property. Let's just say, I don't know what it is, but for sake of argument, it's $10 an hour.
Yeah.
So you could... take
snow
out trash,
removal.
Snow removal,
yeah.
garden, whatever it is, and
move
work
furniture.
Up to that amount. So this way, they kind of have free labor, more or less, but not free because it's really going towards, you know,
right.
the cost of rent.
I would never do that.
Yes, but, and they've only done it for a handful of people over like 20 years because they knew that these were really good people who fell into hard
right.
times, and they trusted that it would help them, and they wanted to keep them in their apartments. So it did work out, but I was pretty surprised that they had said that they offer that. I'm kind of like the therapist that goes around. I'm kind of like the hairdresser.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the salon and you hear all of the gossip. I go and I hear all of the stuff.
And then you air it all over the radio.
without naming names.
All right, so who wants to send us out first? Who wants to send us a commercial break first?
Go ahead, Chrissy.
Okay. So you're listening to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Dina, and we're back today at IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm your co-host, Dina, and we are here live in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
I'm working you guys into it. I mean,
yes.
Just throwing us a mic.
I'm sweating.
It's the studio.
At some point, you'll make that your own. All right, you're listening to IREM Today, like Dina said. I'm your host, Jason Martins. My co-hosts, of course, are Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Danielian.
Nice.
Great.
That was good, right?
Perfect.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
And before we went to break, we were talking about evictions in this. Is it law now, Chrissy, or what is it? Do they pass this, or is it just a proposal?
I think it was just through. I think it's a law in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's a law in San Francisco. You got to be careful with what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we keep an eye on what happens in other states because in other states, other cities, because these trends, if things work in certain cities, other mayors, other governors, they take notice of that, and they try to implement the same type of programs in other states. So it's important to find out and keep track of what's going on across the country and what other cities and other states are doing as far as laws and whatnot. So San Francisco, let's just quickly recap. So San Francisco is proposing, or they have a law that says that it takes a certain amount of time, what is it, 90 days
it says,
for an eviction to go on someone's credit
60,
report?
60 days.
60 days.
Yeah, 60 days. They're saying it's a new state law expands to tenant privacy.
State law.
Yeah, that's what it's
state
that's
law.
What California.
San Francisco, yeah.
So this is what I'm talking about.
It says that they can keep their name sealed from property owners.
Oh, my gosh. So you're a tenant, or you're a tenant, you get evicted in court.
Yeah.
Or it's on court that it's on your credit report.
Well, it's during that process, if for some reason you decide if for some reason the court rules in your favor, then it wouldn't be on your record at all.
Right.
So if it's just a filing, it wouldn't be on your record until you actually go to court. And if you're physically evicted, not just
then it's a judgment. It's a judgment on your credit report.
Yeah.
And according to the state law, it won't appear on your credit report for 60 days. So
that means you could rent somewhere really quick and nobody would know?
Well, it won't appear for your, for 60 days it won't appear. So yes.
Doesn't rule in your favor.
If it's 60 days and then you're correct, Jason's correct. 60 days it won't show up on your report. And then it will.
Right. You got evicted today in court. The judge threw you out. They sent the constable over. You're out. And it's on record that you were evicted. An official eviction. You got evicted today. Tomorrow you go apply to another building. That landlord.
You're in.
That
it's
landlord
not on your
looks
credit
at your
report.
Credit
because
report.
Because normally it's
eviction
instant?
Is not in there.
It's pretty quick.
You go there
okay.
And a month from now, a month later, and it's still not on your credit report that you're looking for, you had an eviction on your record.
So save up all your money and just move somewhere else. Like,
wow. How about that?
Right. Don't go to California.
Go to California. Yeah.
Where the rents are three times as much.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I know it's in California, but other states watch these things. And if something's effective and it works and they feel like it's a good program, they'll adopt it in other states.
So clearly that's in favor of the resident, not the landlord.
Yeah, they're constantly...
Which things usually are, I would imagine.
Yeah, they're constantly trying to find laws to protect the tenant and not so much the landlord. It's once in a while we get laws that will... protect the landlord, but it's not too often that you have these types of laws that something like that happens. So
that's more or less just a grace period while you're going through all of the court proceedings, I would imagine. Because like you said, if it was instant and you weren't even...
It's pretty quick that it shows up. I mean, if you put in a judgment against somebody, I mean...
But now, though, they're giving you that 60-day.
Yeah.
So now, while you're going through, because potentially at the end of that, you could win that. So that kind of makes sense.
And if you could win that, then it doesn't show up at all.
Oh, okay. So that's not crazy. Yeah. Well, you're a property manager,
maybe.
How long does it take to go
through? Well, look, I mean, that's one of the things that we're looking
for.
It
doesn't take that long.
You know, when I'm looking at a credit report, like I said earlier, I'm not looking for...
Yeah, you're looking for eviction.
I'm not looking for what your credit score is. I don't care if you owe Macy's a balance. I don't care.
Yeah.
I want to look for those judgments that's on your record. And now I can't see it.
Well, only if you're in California.
In California, granted.
California.
You got to look at that credit report. Look at those addresses. Call up those landlords and track them down.
But it's interesting. We're talking about the process of going through an eviction process. And we talked about 5-day demands. And just so listeners know, we mentioned a 5-day demand or a 10-day demand. Depending. Now, a 5-day demand, that is generally for conventional housing. So if you just live in a regular apartment, you pay your regular rent, you're not subsidized in any way, you can be served a 5-day demand. If you're in affordable type of housing or subsidized housing, that's a 10-day demand. And you got to make sure that your demand notices have all that language on there.
The correct information.
Because if you go to a
correct
judge...
Date. Correct everything.
That's right. If you're a landlord and you send a demand notice, and if the word is wrong, the dates are wrong, if you're off by a day, the judge will throw it right out.
Yep.
And now you're starting the process all over again.
All over.
We talked about 15. This is key. Now remember this. Listen to this. If you're a landlord out there, you're wondering about this. We talked about after the 15th day. If they haven't paid, you can serve notice. That doesn't mean on the 15th you serve notice. Because if your notice is dated the 15th, the judge will throw it out.
16th.
It's got to be the earliest is the 16th is when you have to the date has to be.
Yep.
And sometimes you're almost better off just putting the 17th.
Because sometimes they consider the first not like the paying day.
Yes.
So they count from the second.
So you're almost better off just putting the 17th than waiting to the 17th. And I'm sure you guys probably do this too, but you want to hand deliver a demand notice, and you want to mail one to them as well. And you want to make sure that you certify on the bottom of your letter that you mailed it as well on the same day.
Yeah.
And the dates have to be right. The amount that they owed on rent, and it has to be specific to rent, and the months that they owed. And so you got to be careful with your language. I would suggest talk to, if you're a property manager, you work for a company, maybe you go to see... So your attorney, I'm sure you have a good attorney.
Legal department, and
check with them to make sure that the language and your notices are correct. Now, if you're just a guy out there or a gal and you've got your own apartment building, I hope you have an attorney that you consult with on a regular basis to make sure the language in your demand notices is up to date and up to speed. And you also want to have on there, your demand notice should also cite the law that you're referencing. And at the bottom, you have to have some kind of note that referring to if they're in need of any type of reasonable accommodation, because a lot of judges now will look for something like that. Have you offered them a reasonable accommodation for their for whatever reason they're late? So be careful. Again, consult your attorney, consult your lawyer.
Aren't there forms on IRM.com that, you know, maybe
this is the beauty of being an IRM member. IRMRI.org.
Maybe I don't need an attorney. Maybe I can just go right on IRM.org.
I always say consult an attorney. It's always good to have an attorney on your team.
Good.
There's no doubt about it. All right, you're listening to IRM Today. Dina, you want to send us away here?
Sure. You are listening to IRM Today, the property management show here on AM 790, and we'll be right back after this.
Now back to IRM Today, the property management show with your host, Jason Martins, on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, 4:34 here on IRM Today, the property management show. We are live in studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m., and as I mentioned before, every Tuesday is seemingly a beautiful day, Brett Ferruccio. I told you.
Looking good.
I've said it for how long now? If you want to get married and you want it to be a nice day, get married on a Tuesday. It's
and
unbelievable.
And nobody will come to your wedding, which is great.
And nobody will come to your wedding, right?
They'll send gifts, though.
Because everybody's working. So you'll save some money on the dinner plates, right? There you go.
Lots of leftovers, lots of gifts.
We should have some wedding sponsors on here.
We should get wedding sponsors.
We definitely should.
That would be terrific. All right, you're listening to IRM Today. We are live in studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. talking about all things property management. And if you're wondering what IRM stands for, you're wondering, what the heck is this guy talking about? What is he saying? IRM? What does that mean? What does IRM stand for, Chrissy?
It means Institute of Real Estate Management.
That's right. And IRM is the source of education and professional recognition from managers of all types of property. So no matter what type of property you own, what level of experience you have, you can earn a designation. You can get all kinds of education and training and tips and everything you need through the Institute of Real Estate Management. And so you can best run your property. And look, we're all looking for that ROI, and owners are always looking for that return on investment. So if you can give them some good return on their investment, then they'll be pretty happy with you. And the Institute of Real Estate Management will teach you everything you need to know to run your properties as best as possible. And you can find us online here locally with the Greater Rhode Island Chapter Number 88. And our website is IRMRI.org. And I encourage you to go to our website and check us out, and we can answer any questions. You can also look at a calendar and see what kind of events we have coming up and education we have coming up. And we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on in the show. But give Karen a call. She's our association executive, and her phone number is 401-479-7734, and she can answer any of your questions or get you signed up for any of our upcoming educational events or seminars or what have you, as we're always loaded up with all kinds of things going on with our organization. Now, if you want to give us a call, you have any questions about running your property, or maybe you just want to talk to us and say hi and tell us about your wedding on a Tuesday, you can give us a call here live in studio at 437-5000 or toll-free 1-888-345-0790. All right, so let's jump back into property management headlines. Now, Chrissy, there's another headline that I've talked about amenities in the past, but what else is going on? What's amenity-wise? What else are we finding?
I think we're just finding different trends in the market. Mm-hmm. People are kind of adding on these overly excessive amenities just to drive people to their properties. I think one of the articles was saying about a golf simulator.
What?
And how
my dad would be there in 2.2 seconds.
It did say in the article that they're getting so many people interested in their community and taking pictures with it and posting it all over social media and getting all this free publicity because they have a golf simulator there. So, but there's all different kinds of amenities that they listed that, I think there was a top 10 list of different kinds of amenities to have at the properties that some might be a little more affordable than maybe a golf simulator, maybe just like a pet spa. They have like a bigger sink so you can wash your dogs there.
A pet spa? Is that a real thing?
I would totally bring my dog there.
Oh, no. Okay, but does it exist or are you being wishful? Is this a wish list?
No.
Or is this
it's like a
real?
Top 10. Yeah, yes. It's a top 10 list
of
amenities.
California.
Here's a top 10, and let's talk about them. Ready? Here's a top 10. Now, this is from PropertyManagementInsider.com.
They have daycare.
This was a they did a survey. And this is the top 10 things that they're looking amenities. Number 10, pet spa.
Yeah.
Okay.
See? Told you. I would bring my dog.
Number 9,
definitely.
Cyber cafe. I can see that. I can see a cyber cafe. Everybody
free
likes
Wi-Fi,
coffee.
Yeah. I'm all about it.
Number 8, sports bar.
I would definitely be there.
Sports bar in a residential. I mean, it's got to be a sizable multifamily property, though, I would think.
It's got to be in the right. It's all about location.
Right. Location.
I mean, like
you're
talking downtown Boston.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Conference room. I can see that. I think that would be, actually, I think that would actually be really a good amenity. I can see, like, business
That would be
people.
Great at the Superman building. We have PayPal there. We have people coming in.
That's
conference
right.
room.
Good one. Office spaces. I can see that.
Well, they have virtual office spaces now that are, I mean, you can pay a nominal fee every month if somebody doesn't want to pay $500 and up a month to have, you know, an office space. They can go in and rent them now by the hour. We have them in Providence.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You get Wi-Fi. You get access to conference calling on its own phone. So, yeah, you have virtual office spaces all over.
That's interesting.
Yep.
That is an interesting amenity. Golf simulator room. We mentioned that one, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think that's a really niche.
That's
really niche.
Who's home this much, though?
I mean, I don't know.
Golf simulator.
The thing is,
I can see in the wintertime, especially living up here.
I can see at a country club, but I can't really see in the.
Well, you know, in wintertime here, I guess I can see that on a snowy day. Someone might want to go over there and take a few swings at the club, but that's really limited and really niche.
I mean, we have some putting greens at some of our sites, and I have to say, I never see anyone on
them.
And that's just a putter, a putting green.
Number 4, now this one I can see being very popular, a rooftop deck.
Yes.
Rooftop deck.
I think those are getting real big now.
People love rooftop decks.
Love them. They love drinking, they love drinking outside, and they love drinking high outside.
Something about somebody drinking too much up on the top of the building scares me a little for insurance reasons, but it sounds good.
Now this one, number 3, this one sounds reasonable and affordable and popular. It's an outdoor theater.
Oh, fun in the summer.
You know, just
we
like,
do
what,
a little, like, sometimes we'll have little events where we'll have people come. It will be like our happy hour of the month or whatever, and we'll have the screen outside.
Like
and
one of those
the
big
kids.
Blow-up screens.
Yeah.
That's
and
so
they
much
really
fun.
Like that. Like in the pool or there's different events. Like they have, I know down in Florida and stuff, they have like a Jaws themed, and then they put.
They should do that in the cave.
They put it in the pool, and then they all sit in the pool and they watch Jaws. And how scary is
that? Is cool.
They have a fake shark.
Yeah. No, they have like the movie Jaws playing while
they
you're sitting
put a
in the
simulated
pool.
Shark.
That is cool. That is a cool idea. But I think that's and it's easy. Look, they sell those inflatable screens that you can deflate.
You can rent
them.
Really?
My friend has
too.
One in his backyard. No joke. 2 summers ago. He invited us over, me and the children over one night, and we're in the back. He has a Gigundo big blow-up inflatable screen. He had tents outside to camp. He had a fire pit, the pool. I was like, why would you ever leave your house? All summer long, it was amazing. Yeah, it was a big blow-up. It was amazing.
But I can see that being a great – that is a really good and easy
– And it's affordable, too.
Affordable.
Yeah. Like, you can rent those screens.
And how attractive is that for a potential renter, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would think so. All right, number 2, the number 2 top amenity – that will, quote-unquote, stand the test of time. Number 2 is a 24-hour fitness center.
Definitely.
And those have been around for years.
Yeah, I think people love to work out. I love to work out.
Yeah.
do they really use them at your properties?
They do. I mean, I see a lot of people using the gyms. And some people, it's a great selling tool, too.
It is.
When you're going
yes.
to show an apartment and you're like, look, you can give up your gym membership. This is 24 hours. You don't have 24 hours at your gym. This is great.
That is great.
The number one amenity that will, quote unquote, stand the test of time is outdoor living spaces.
Like a patio?
Like a patio,
what are
I guess.
Talking about?
Yeah, everyone wants
like
a patio
deck?
Table. Just a table.
A picnic table. He has
or he needs a deck and maybe like one of those grills, charcoal grills.
People love to be outside.
Yeah.
I mean, in Rhode Island, it's so limited on the amount of time that we have outside. We try to spend as much possible time that we can outside.
Yes.
We only have so many of those
days. Little amount.
I'm surprised tennis courts didn't make it out here. Do you have tennis courts at your properties?
Not so much anymore.
No. How many properties around here have any of these? Do you know? Are you familiar with them, Gina?
So as far as, well, rooftop deck, I'd say, in Rhode Island, in Providence is one.
One.
fitness centers all over. I've never heard of the pet spa. I do know a lot of properties who do have summer nights with movies outside, and they actually do grilling and barbecuing and all that stuff.
Office spaces, conference rooms, sports
conference
bars.
Conference rooms are pretty big in the bigger downtown, I'll say, Providence communities. They might have some business centers here and there. Well, you can it's a conference table. There's like a fax machine.
Right.
There's probably a printer where there's community Wi-Fi where you can go in and log on. Not a huge space. It's bigger in the I would say right in the city.
I think conference spaces. You can also kind of say that those are also rooms that they could rent for private functions too.
I think that
would probably if you made a room that could be used for both.
Yeah.
I think that would be. Probably best.
Yeah, because there's a few that have a conference center and they also have like a clubhouse if they have a pool.
Yeah.
And I know that they allow residents to rent the clubhouse space
for,
if their child's having a birthday party or some
bridal
sort of a party.
Shower.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so they can rent it. But as far as decks and patios and stuff like that, I think it just depends on, you know, how much space they have. I know a lot of properties do have that for sure and some don't have
I think people do really love the amenity of having a little outdoor space, even if it's a limited amount of space. I know I've worked at other properties that don't have patios where it's like number one on their list.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't build a deck for you.
Yeah.
But you know, the ones that do have the outdoor space, I think maybe they kind of forget that they have it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not like top of their list anymore.
What about the guy or the girl who has, who owns, you know, a 4-unit around here, or a 3-unit, 6-unit, something like that. Any of these things can be an amenity? I think...
Hook up a hose and call it a pet spa.
Christy's all about the pet spa.
I am.
You should start something.
I am.
I think I could see outdoor living spaces, maybe putting a small patio outside.
Yeah. Or just like a grilling area, like putting in a little area in the back.
I think they would have the benefit of having probably a yard. If it's a 4-unit housing, you know, as opposed to a 50-unit apartment community. So I think something small, they would have the opportunity to have more of a yard space where they could do more outside stuff on a small level, maybe put grills, bigger grills, because at some of these apartments, even some new construction that I was just in Cumberland, they might have a deck, but they'll only allow a certain small, tiny grill. Like it can't be
gas
or like kerosene. It could be like charcoal because... Of course, there's somebody always above them, and it's usually vinyl siding. And
right.
So it's very restricted, but I think something like that, they would have more outdoor stuff available to them.
Yeah, I could see in some of the smaller buildings, they're able to adapt to maybe put a laundry room, and I guess that's kind of an amenity, some of these smaller buildings.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some of these other ones, you're not going to put a golf simulator, you don't have office space, you know, conference rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You're not attracting that kind of clientele usually anyways.
No.
You're definitely not kind of a sports bar.
I was going to say, that would probably just be more the metro, like, city areas, the Boston, Manhattan.
But you're right. I think, you know, an outdoor theater, I mean, who knows? I would say that maybe the outdoor living spaces, which is the number one, is probably what's more adaptable to the smaller guy,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think
put
so.
Put out a little patio, a couple of picnic tables, maybe a grill. And
what do you think about Wi-Fi for some of these small buildings? Like, say,
I think everybody should have Wi-Fi.
Right?
I do. I just think it's just the way of the world.
World.
It's digital. Everything's digital. How many devices do we have out right now between the three of us?
I thought about doing that to one of my rental properties that I have personally.
Yeah.
And I thought about putting Wi-Fi in there and just charging extra, saying, hey, your rent is $25 a month extra, but, you know, you get the Wi-Fi included.
All included.
And that would cover up the cost of my
it
Wi-Fi.
It costs probably more than that for them to just do it on their own anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's one less thing that they would have to buy, and it's already included. And, you know, I thought about doing that. I haven't done that yet, but I think that would be, I could see that being a way to upcharge your rent on your tenant.
On smaller properties.
Yeah, on smaller properties.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
All right, who sent us out last time? Chrissy's sending us out this time.
Okay, let's take a quick break. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, right here on AM 790. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, it's 4:51, and welcome back to IREM Today. I'm Dina Cimarelli, and we are back in the studio with Jay Martins and Chrissy Danilian.
Yes.
I did it right.
We're going to start calling you Chrissy D.
Chrissy D.
Sound like a DJ.
Look at me, I'm Chrissy D.
Oh, God.
No, Chrissy Danilian. And, right, so we're back, and so we want to tell you about some of the really great seminars and meetings that we're having coming up. So the big one, of course, is this Thursday.
Yes.
This Thursday, September 22nd, the New England Conference and Trade Show happening in Mystic, Connecticut.
Ooh, that's far.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's so Rhode Island.
What is it, like 40 minutes away? Big deal. But this is terrific. I mean, this is going to be an opportunity to meet and talk to all kinds of vendors in the industry and go to some presentations that are just loaded with great information. I mean, and you know, a lot of our sponsors will be there.
Yep.
If you haven't signed up, I absolutely go to our website or call Karen.
I think at this point you actually have to call Karen because
yes.
I believe registration is closed.
Closed online, closed. That's right.
So if you are interested in signing up, I would definitely give Karen a call at 401-479-7734, and she'll be happy to help.
Now, the first education session that's happening, you're talking about marijuana and current federal versus state laws. I mean, that's a big one.
Big.
Frank Flynn, Esquire, he's going to be talking about that.
Yes.
Now, it's happening at the Mystic Marriott, by the way. Did I mention that?
No.
It is happening at the Mystic Marriott this Thursday.
And it's the first annual ever.
That's right. This is our first one. That's right. This is our first one. Now, this is a combination between the Boston IRM chapter 4, and our Connecticut chapter of IRM, and, of course, our Rhode Island chapter.
Correct.
And another session that's happening is our... it's called What is Happening in the World of Utility Deregulation? Everything you always want to know about landlord-tenant law, but we're afraid to ask. That is interesting. A lot of people are afraid to ask questions. It's interesting about the law, about the laws and things like that. People just don't know what to ask, and they're afraid
to
ask.
It.
How to say, I don't know what's going on. But this is a great session. I mean, another great one. And this is happening all day. This is a big one-day event. Happening this Thursday. Registration starts at 8:30 in the morning, again, at the Mystic Marriott in Mystic, Connecticut. And what else are going on? We have...
There's, technology going on. Session 3, that's going to be an interesting one because there's been a lot of advances in that.
Technology and iPhone apps.
Yeah. People want to be digital.
I'll tell you, apps are like... I guess they're the way to go. I mean, it's like... I don't know...
It's an app for everything.
There is an app for everything.
There's an app for everything.
I don't have an app. I got to have my own app.
Yeah. I got the J. Martin's app.
That's right.
And what will it do?
I have no idea.
I want to talk to you about IRM.
Be like Kim Kardashian, right?
You don't want to have
the J-mojis.
No.
Instead of the Kimojis.
Another education session is on disaster planning with Steve Sorkin from ARS.
Ooh.
That's right. The sponsor of this podcast. How about that?
Yeah.
And, you know, disaster planning, we like to have ARS on usually every session because going into wintertime or going into summertime, people need to be prepared and know what to do in case there's a disaster happening in their property. And so we'll get Steve on or we'll get someone from ARS back on the show to talk about different disasters going on. Our keynote speaker that night from starting at 4 o'clock is Richard A. Parry. He is the CEO and president of Secure Solutions Consulting. And he will be the keynote speaker that night. And then, of course, there will be this terrific reception in the Mystic Marriott Ballroom honoring 2016 IRM National President Chris Mellon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
he
that'd be pretty nice.
He taught me my class, my ARM class.
Is that right?
He was mine, too.
He was mine, too.
I feel like every event, every seminar, every banquet I've been to in the past year has honored Chris Mellon.
It should.
Is that true? Do you guys feel the same way?
Well, it's exactly what happened. And the reason is because he is the first IRM national president to come from this area in like 30 years or 35 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so it's actually kind of a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah,
he's an honorary member. He's a great man.
He's an honorary member of our chapter, Chapter 88.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught my ARM class. He taught yours, too, right?
He did.
And he's a great guy. Great guy to get to know. And he's very open. You can, if you come down to the conference and trade show, you can go right up to him and say hi. And he's happy to meet everyone. So he's a great guy. So that's going to be a great night right there. Again, so if you are interested in attending this New England Conference and Trade Show, it is happening this Thursday at the Mystic Marriott in Mystic, Connecticut, and I encourage all of you to come down. Now, we'll be broadcasting live from there.
We will.
Yes.
Do we have a time that we know
We will work out those details.
Okay. Not to put you right on the spot, but should we maybe tell them when we're going to be broadcasting live?
But we'll be broadcasting live on Facebook Live, no less, right? How's our Facebook page coming along?
It's coming along. The only thing right now is with Facebook Live, it's only good as to as many followers as you have.
Yes.
So because this has literally been started in the last week, the following isn't that strong.
No,
so,
but we will get that up there.
Well, we can also put it on
we can film it.
Yeah, we'll put it on our chapter. We'll put it on our chapter. Or Facebook page, definitely.
Maybe
for
get
sure.
Maybe get more followers.
For sure.
Yeah, so people are going to see you.
Uh-oh.
And they're excited.
I was planning on wearing my pajamas.
I'm going to be like this.
No, you won't.
What?
No, you won't.
I won't be able to do that?
Nope, not allowed.
But anyway, if they want to watch the show, if they're going to miss it, we'll be talking to a lot of different speakers. Hopefully we can get some of these people on to talk to us. I'm sure we'll be able to pull something like that.
Yeah, we can go around to the vendor booths and say hello and, you know, kind of talk a little bit about what's going on, what they're experiencing that day, what they're seeing.
All right, cool. So it's going to be a great show. Now, if you want to find out more about the New England Conference and Trade Show happening this Thursday, go to our website again. It's iramri.org. All right, find out more about that and find out more about the other terrific educational events and training and seminars that we have coming up right here through our Greater Rhode Island chapter number 88. Now, if you missed any part of this program if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to us on iTunes because this program will be podcasted. And I encourage you to subscribe and give us a review. Now, I checked the other day. I haven't had one review.
Uh-oh.
Not one review on iTunes.
No news is good news. No news is good news.
Okay, yes.
All right, so I want to find out who's going to be the first person to give us a review on iTunes.
Oh, boy.
So if you haven't done, if you missed any part of the show, you want to subscribe to us on iTunes, make sure you do that. All right.
Yes.
You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Manager Show. And thank you for listening. We'll right talk to you next week.
Bye.
This episode of IRM Today is brought to you by ARS Restoration, here when you need expert help with fire, flood, and water damage repair the most. To consult with ARS Restoration Specialists, please call 401-722-9595 or visit them online at arsserve.com.